The Magi come to worship the Lord with gifts that proclaim him as king, priest, and sacrificial lamb of God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christopher Dawson was a British historian who died in 1970. He wrote many books, many articles, basically on cultural history. And he was rather universally recognized as perhaps the greatest Catholic historian of the 20th century. He tells a story about himself that's very interesting. When he was a young man, he was raised in a very well-to-do, upper-class British family. And the family was Anglican. As a young man, Dawson decided to become a Catholic. So he went to talk to his mother about this, and his mother was very, very, very class-conscious. Very class-conscious. So he talked with her, they discussed it, and at the end of the conversation, his mother said to him, "Well, my dear," she said, "I guess I can accept Catholic theology, but what I find very, very troubling is this. If you do this, from now on, you will be worshiping with the help. You'll be worshiping with the help." And what she meant by that was this, that in those days, many of the butlers and maids and chauffeurs of those upper-class British families were Irish Catholics who'd immigrated to England. So she had pictures of her son going to Mass with the help. And that bothered her. "You'll be worshiping with the help." Interesting story, true, that I think points out a real temptation that we all have. It's the temptation to divide people up into us and them. Those people, us, them. We might divide them up by social status, by race, by nationality, by sex even. But because us and them, we divide people up. And then when we look at them, we become afraid of those who are different from us. We're suspicious of those who are different from us, who look differently, who act differently. We become suspicious of them all, and they're not the same as us. We're tempted to do that. Then along comes a feast like today, the Feast of the Epiphany, where God reminds us that all of those differences, which are not unreal, they're real differences between us, are not important to God. And they shouldn't be important to us either. We see that today by looking at the two groups of people that God invites to the manger. And when you look at the totality of the Christmas season, there are two groups of people that God directly invites to come to see the salvation of the world. The first group, of course, is the shepherds. They're invited by the angel. The second group are the wise men. They're invited by the star. Shepherds and wise men, both invited to the manger to see the salvation of the world. But there could be no greater difference between two groups of people than those two groups of people. How different those two groups of people are. Look at them for a minute. The shepherds are poor, live a very hard life. They've got no gifts to bring to the manger. Remember the modern Christmas carol, The Little Drummer Boy? What does the little drummer boy say? I have no gifts to bring. I'll play my drum for you, but I have no gifts to bring. The wise men, on the other hand, are wealthy. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, gifts that they would give to the king. Poor, rich. The shepherds are kind of the low class of their society. You know, while shepherds were admired for their fidelity to the flocks, they were looked down upon a little bit by the rest of the Israelite people for different reasons. One of them is they smelled. Got to be honest about it. You know, when you're out on the slopes, the hills, 24/7 with the sheep, you pick up the smell of the sheep. So when they went into the temple or into the synagogue, you know, they kind of had their own corner because they didn't smell so good. Over and above that, they didn't make it to the synagogue or the temple as much as other people would want them to because they were out on the slopes. It was a 24/7 job. So they're kind of the lower class of Israelite society. The magi, the wise men, are the upper class, advisors to the kings, positions of power in their government, low class, high class. Then the shepherds were basically ignorant. They didn't have time for much education. The wise men were the PhDs of their society, philosophers, astrologers. So ignorant, well-educated. But then, turn the tables around a little bit. The one thing the shepherds did have going for them was that they were at least members of the chosen people. They were heirs of the promises given to Abraham. They worshiped the true God. The wise men were pagans, worshiping false gods, at least until they came to the manger. So look at those two groups of people, how different they are. Besides the fact one group was Jewish and the other group was whatever they might have been in those days, Persian, we don't know for sure. What a difference between these two groups of people. And yet, they're all invited to salvation. Every one of them. See, all those differences, real, all those differences don't mean anything to God or very little to God. So maybe what God is teaching us is that the differences we put up between people shouldn't make too much difference to us either. The way we divide people up into categories, maybe we should be careful with that because they don't mean much to God and they shouldn't mean that much to us either. You know, we stop to think about it. The shepherds, the wise men, and you and me have a lot in common if we really stop to think about it. What do we have in common? Shepherds, wise men, you and me, in spite of all the differences, what do we have in common? Well, we all love our families. We all want what's best for them. We all enjoy getting around a table with friends and laughing and singing and enjoying a good meal. We all look up in wonder at the stars and in the beauty of nature and rejoice in it all and take wonder at it all. We all look into ourselves and see our divided hearts. We see how we struggle to do good when sometimes we're tempted to do evil. We sense the division within us. We struggle with that. We look out at the world and we see war and violence and hatred. And we wonder why it has to be that way. And one day, in all of us, shepherds, wise men, and you and me, all know one day we're going to die. We have all those things in common. Those things that unite us as human persons. Those basic common things that really are the most important things. All the other things, all the other differences, they're not unimportant, but they're secondary. We make them sometimes more important. That race, those people of that color, you know, boy, I gotta be careful of them. Or, you know, I hate to say it, I really hate to say this, but, you know, those people there, they're poor white trash, you know. I hate to say that about them, but we make all those distinctions that mean nothing to God. And he doesn't want us to make those distinctions either when it comes to our common humanity, what binds us together. And it's our common humanity that causes him to invite every single person to the manger. Every single one of us, along with the shepherds and the wise men, and men of every woman and of every nation and every land, all invited to the manger to receive salvation. We might accept going, we might not go, we might accept or reject, but we're all invited. And because of that fact, the way we look at other people and the way we treat them should be the way God sees them, not according to secondary divisions. Just think about this, and I'd conclude with this. When you and I come to the altar today to receive communion, when we're invited here to the altar, who are we when we come forward today? Some of us are rich. Some of us are poorer. Some of us might have some kind of social status. Some of us are just ordinary people. Some of us have different nationalities. Some of us might have a different color skin. But when we come forward today at the invitation of the Lord, he gives himself to each one of us completely. No distinctions. Everyone receives the full Lord and Savior. What does that mean in the way we look at one another, the way we treat one another? Let's remember today, as the wise men and the shepherds both are invited to the manger, that every single one of us and every other person is invited too. Because that's true, you and I have to be more and more concerned with our common humanity that allows us all to call each other brother and sister, sons of the Father and daughters of the Father. Be more concerned with our common humanity than what it is that divides us. Those artificial things that we allow to divide us. Remember, shepherds, wise men, you and me, every land, every nation, every race, every color, invited to receive the salvation of God. Because that's true. What does that mean for the way you and I look at each other and live in love and harmony with each other? May God bless you.